3 passengers are safe after their boat nearly sank close to Battery Point today. And Skagway Assemblyman Dan Henry faces investigation from the Alaska Public Offices Commission. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Emily Files. Those stories and more up next. 3 passengers escaped safely after their 35-foot recreational boat, the Rambo, started to sink near Battery Point in Haines this morning. With the passengers off the boat, Haines Harbor staff launched an all-hands-on-deck effort to salvage the vessel on the shores of Battery Point. When Alan, Angie, and Destiny Bosworth stepped off the small dinghy that brought them to shore from their sinking boat, they were still shaken. Here's Alan.
Very scared. Very scared. There's a lot of emotions and stuff. We were lucky that we didn't have to go into the water and get hypothermia or anybody got hurt or anything like that. So
Bosworth says his family was taking a ride to their property on the southern point of Sullivan Island. They were only about 3 miles from the small boat harbor when they noticed something was wrong.
Both engines just, one shut down and then the other one shut down. And we opened the engine compartment and it was taking on water and there wasn't much time to actually get off.
Bosworth says everything happened very fast.
It seemed like it, 5-10 minutes, you know, we didn't have much time to get off on the boat. The back end started going down, the engine compartment filled up, and we were actually, the back platform on the boat was underwater, and we were stepping into the dinghy and getting off.
Harbor staff got the call at about 11:30 a.m. and were the first on the scene. Here's Harbor Assistant Mark Allen.
It took on water. We arrived at the dinghy with the 3 occupants of the vessel, Rambo, and they'd got off the ship and were dry still, and we had an assisting vessel, Jerry Ernie's vessel, came alongside him and his wife, came alongside and helped as we were the first responders. So the person responsible did leave the vessel on his dinghy and took his family back to the small boat harbor with Jerry Ernie. Now we're still here at Battery Point.
Alan, Harbor Master Sean Bell, and Assistant Harbor Master Gabe Thomas towed the Rambo about a mile to the shore of Battery Point Beach. They spent about 4 hours using a dewatering pump to keep the boat afloat.
We got it drying out. We're winning.
Rambo owner Bosworth says the fateful voyage was one of the last trips his family was planning to take on the boat. They had just sold it to a new owner and had an inspection done. He says the Rambo has always been reliable.
We bought it in Everett, Washington, and we brought it all the way up the Inside Passage to Haines here. It was a really good boat.
Bosworth said he thinks a deadhead or submerged log took a rudder out and put a hole in the boat. The harbor staff anchored the Rambo to Battery Point Beach after high tide went out Thursday afternoon. A salvage crew from Juneau is scheduled to retrieve the beached vessel Friday morning. Bosworth says he thinks it will likely be a total loss. The Alaska Public Offices Commission will conduct an investigation into alleged financial disclosure violations by Skagway Assemblyman Dan Henry. The investigation was launched following a citizen complaint from Skagway resident Roger Griffin. In February, Henry was convicted of willful failure to timely file tax returns. The Skagway Fish Company owner pled guilty to 4 federal misdemeanor charges. He will be ordered to pay more than $600,000 in restitution to the IRS for unpaid taxes between 2004 and 2012. His sentencing is scheduled for this spring, and prosecutors recommend a prison term between 8 and 24 months. Skagway elected officials are required to file personal financial disclosure statements with the Alaska Public Offices Commission, or APOC. Henry's plea agreement says he filed statements for 2009 to 2012 stating he had no income over $1,000 from self-employment. It goes on to say that during those same years, Henry and a family member deposited bank checks between $9,000 and $9,900 to evade U.S. currency laws and conceal his income from the IRS. When former Skagway mayoral candidate Roger Griffin saw that, he thought APOC would launch an investigation on its own.
I kind of sat around and was actually hoping that APOC themselves would pick it up and go with it, and they didn't, and nothing happened with it.
Meanwhile, Henry continued to serve on the assembly after his conviction. The matter was addressed briefly by Mayor Mark Schaefer, but aside from that, there was no public conversation at the assembly level about Henry's conviction. Griffin thought it was inappropriate for Henry to continue on the assembly, so he filed a complaint to APOC in early March. He alleged that Henry violated the financial disclosure law by falsifying his APOC filings from 2009 to 2012. Here's Griffin.
I think for me, the moral to the story here is that that paperwork needs to be taken seriously, and candidates need to be ethical in their filings, and that is going to help Dan Henry right now, but maybe future people will pay attention to it.
As evidence, Griffin included Henry's plea agreement. Henry has until March 30th to respond to the allegations. He did not return calls from KHNS for this report by deadline Thursday. APOC Executive Director Paul Dauphiné said he could not speak about specifics regarding the investigation, but he said it should be completed by April 15th. Then Henry will have another chance to respond to the investigation findings. After that, the commission will hold a hearing, likely at its meeting in early June. The investigation could have four different outcomes. It could be dismissed if the evidence doesn't support a violation. If the evidence does support a violation, the commission may assess a civil penalty, such as a fine, approve a consent agreement in which APOC and Henry agree to a resolution, or refer the case to the Attorney General. Democrats in Haines, Clukwan, and Skagway can show their support for presidential candidates Bernie Sanders or Hillary Clinton during Alaska's Democratic caucus on Saturday. Organizers in Haines and Skagway are expecting big turnouts. The caucuses start at 10 a.m. and will take place at the Chilkat Center in Haines and the school in Skagway. KHNS's Jillian Rogers has the details.
Democrats in Haines, Clukwan, and Skagway can show their support for presidential candidates Bernie Sanders or Hillary Clinton during Alaska's Democratic caucus on Saturday. Organizers in Haines and Skagway are expecting big turnouts. The caucuses start at 10 a.m. and will take place at the Chilkat Center in Haines and the school in Skagway. Whether it's the love of a Democratic candidate or the disdain for a Republican contender, Skagway's Jean Tyson says there's definitely a buzz around town about Saturday's event.
A lot of the people in my community, a lot of people that I know and that I hang out with, are feeling the urge to vote. And many times before, maybe all of our lifetime, we have not felt that urge before. I've always voted. But I've never been this excited about it, and I'm feeling that fervor amongst my community here.
Tyson is organizing the caucus in Skagway. She says they'll be on speakerphone with other communities in House District 33, which includes Haines, Gustavus, and part of Juneau, to sort out how the entire district stands.
Mostly, I'm just feeling this love of somebody who's speaking for our values and the support for someone more than working against somebody else.
In Haines, Melissa Aronson is organizing the caucus set to happen at the Chilkat Center. She says if you're not a registered Democrat or even if you're not registered to vote at all, you can do that Saturday morning. From then, participants will watch short videos prepared by the nominees. And then, because it's a caucus and not a primary, voters literally stand for their candidates. It's called a fan out, and people who support Bernie Sanders go on one side of the room while Hillary Clinton followers go to another. Those who are undecided also stand together. The votes are then tallied. If a nominee is supported by less than 15%, voters must realign. Here's Aronson.
So it's a very different sort of process. This is a lot more freewheeling and chaotic, I think.
After the caucus, any registered voters that want to continue their support can sign on to become a delegate with the chance to attend the state convention in May in Anchorage. The Alaska Democrats will send 20 delegates total to the national convention in June. Alaska joins Hawaii and Washington in Saturday's caucus. Those wishing to caucus on Saturday must arrive by 10 a.m. The process will take between 1 and 2 hours, and Aronson says this is not an event where people should show up on Haines time.
Once we get everybody in the door, then we have to lock the door so people can't come in late. So it is really important for people to get there at 10. I have no idea how many people we're going to have. I have no idea how long it's going to take to get everybody in the door and through the registration process. So, you know, bring your patients with you.
Along with patients, Aronson says voters need a driver's license and their social security number or voter card. Also, those who are 17 but have a birthday before June 24th of this year are eligible to take part. Anyone with questions can call Aronson at 766-2185. In Haines, I'm Jillian Rogers.
KHNS will have results from Saturday's caucus on Monday. For KHNS News, I'm Emily Files. Thanks for joining us this evening.